稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两刻钟，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
芳华向神的仆人问安，欢迎来到晨曦讲座。保罗勉励哥林多的信徒说道：我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。亲爱的同工，你的每一个劳苦，每一个努力，不为人知的背后，神都纪念，神都晓得。相信流泪撒种的，必要欢呼收割。今天晨曦讲座的内容是传承跨代的危机与转机。这是曾金发牧师受神学院的邀请，对神学生的特别讲座。芳华个人非常的受用，这个讲座很适合传道人、全职的同工一起来聆听。曾牧师他在21岁的时候，决定将自己无条件的奉献给主用。他怀着伟大的梦想，想要改变世界。如今40多年过去了，回顾过去，神对曾牧师的带领是什么呢？今天他以马太福音的第7章24到27节分享他的体会，题目是传承稳固的根基。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍，邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听传承跨代的危机与转机。
After I returned from my backsliding years, I was on fire for God.
我经过了信仰历程当中冷淡退后的那个阶段以后，我就心里常常火热。
I was 17 years old at the time, and I joined Youth for Christ and became president of the Youth for Christ Club.
之后我加入了青年归主，以后也成为青年归主的青年团当中的一个领袖。
And I attended every training that I can find to grow as a Christian disciple.
当时我就很勤于参加各种各样的训练，想要好好装备自己，能够被主所用。
So on my birthday at 21 years old, I made a simple and sincere prayer.
在我21岁的生日的时候，我就跟主做了一个简短但是很真诚的祷告。
My prayer was, Lord, you very often use ordinary people to live extraordinary lives.
我说主啊，你常常用很普通的人，但是却他们却过出一个非常不平凡的一生。
I'm ordinary, so use me, Lord, to change the world.
我是一个很平凡的人，但是求主使用我，能够为你所用。
And at 21, I felt the Lord deposited my heart a direction. It's so clear I can write in my journal.
那21岁的时候，我感受到上帝给我的人生定了一个清楚的方向，所以我也把它记在我的日记里头。
The Lord said, I will answer your prayer on one condition. I say, Lord, any condition.
因为我感觉上帝跟我说，我会用你，但是有一个条件。然后我说，主啊，什么条件都可以，我都愿意。
And the Lord's condition surprised me because I said, I want to change the world. He said, stay in obscurity.
那我当时是想要为主大发热心，说主啊，我要改变这个世界。但是主对我的回应却是说，我要你停留在一个默默无闻、没有人认识你的这样的状态。
The word given to me was so clear, obscurity. So I asked the Lord, Lord, what does obscurity mean?
他给我的那个字很清楚，叫做 obscurity。那我就问说，这个 obscurity 到底是什么意思？
I know the dictionary meaning, but what do you mean, Lord? What would you have me do?
那我查过字典，我知道字典上面会给他下一个定义，就是默默无闻，或是不等等的。那但是你用这个字到底是什么意思？
And very clearly, the Lord said, I've given you speaking abilities. Don't go around the world speaking.
我会给你那个讲道的能力，以后你会到世界各地去讲道。
I've given, oh, don't go around the world speaking.
但是暂时你不能够到处去讲。
I've given writing skills, don't write books.
我会给你写文章的这个技能，但是你先暂时不要出书。
I've given you leadership abilities, don't lead large ministries.
我会给你那个领导的恩赐，但是你先不要到处去领导。
I've given you a good mind, don't go for your PhD.
我会给你很清楚的思路，但是你暂时不要去拿你的博士学位。
I say, Lord, for how long? He says, for 20 years.
我说这样要持续多久？他说20年。
Now, at 21 years old, or just when I turn 21, 20 years is like a life sentence.
你知道，对21岁的年轻人来讲，告诉他说20年你不可以出名，你不可以外出等等。
So the Lord let me,
感觉像无期徒刑。
The Lord led me to the smallest church in the slowest growing denomination in Singapore to pastor the church.
然后上帝就把我带去新加坡一个很小的教会，然后成长非常缓慢的一个教会。
The church is a congregational church, which means that they voted on everything, including the color of the carpet.
它是一个所谓会众制的教会，换句话说，会众有权利决定大小事情，包括地毯的颜色。
And he taught me how to lead the church in health and grow the church in discipleship.
然后上帝要我把这个教会建造成为一个健康的教会，然后专心做门徒训练。
He gave me mentors to help me know the pathway of discipleship.
他也把一个很好的这个师父放在我的身边，教导我这个路要怎么走。
20 years pass.
20年过了。
And suddenly I came and I said to the Lord, Lord, why recently there are so many Christian leaders who came and connected with me?
很快二十年就过去了，然后突然就是我就问主，为什么好像越来越多人跑来找我。
Pastor Jack Hayford from America came to Singapore and his secretary called me up and said, Pastor Jack would like to meet up with you.
因为当时像这个杰克海福德牧师，他就从德州那边过来新加坡找我。
Dr. Stephen Offord, who has a great influence in Billy Graham's life, His secretary called up and said, Dr. Stephen Offord would like to speak to you.
Stephen Offord 是在格里汉布道团里面很重要的一个同工，他也打电话说要到新加坡来找我。
I said, Lord, I'm a 40-year-old pastor in a nobody's church, a small church in Singapore, but all these Christian leaders, they are coming to connect with me, and what's up, Lord? What's happening?
那时候我才40岁，我牧养一个很小的教会，默默无闻的，我就问主，这些大人物为什么都跑来找我？
The Lord say, I'm answering your prayer. I say, what prayer? Your prayer to change the world.
那主就跟我说，我是在回应你的祷告。我说什么祷告？就是你说你要改变这个世界。
I told the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry. I was only joking. I was stupid as a young man.
然后我就说，主啊，很抱歉，我当时是个很愚蠢的年轻人，我不知道我在祷告什么。
Now I know how big the world is, and I'm only happy to pastor. I'm very happy to pastor a small church.
然后我现在稍微有点年纪，我知道世界有多大，我不会再那么轻狂，我很乖，我就牧养这个小教会就好了。
And the Lord told me, I'm answering also your grandfather's prayer.
然后上帝说，其实我也在回应你爷爷的祷告。
My grandfather, before he passed away, told me, every day I prayed for you, grandson.
我爷爷过世之前，他说， 孙子啊，我每一天都在为你祷告。
I pray that the Lord will use you.
我祷告求主大大的使用你。
And every week I fasted for you, grandson.
然后每一个礼拜我都会为你进食祷告。
I come to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, this is my naughty grandson. You have mercy on him.
他说这个小孩很调皮。
So you please use him. He's in Bible college and become a pastor. You please use him.
之后我读完了这个神学院，他说他又继续祷告，他说主啊，求你使用 Edmund.
So with the mentors God bring into my life, with the prayers, God opened up the door for me to answer the prayers He put upon my heart.
因为这些很多的名人开始来造访我。完了以后还有上帝纪念我们的祷告，我爷爷跟我自己的祷告，上帝就开始开了很多的门。
So from 40 years old to today 66 years old, I see the Lord just opening different doors.
那从40岁一直到现在我66岁，上帝开了无数的门。
But regardless of the doors God opened, there is one truth that gripped my heart.
不管上帝开的是什么样的门，其实有一个真理是紧紧抓住我的心的。
That the 20 years of obscurity was simply to build my foundation.
这20年默默无闻的一个生命过程，其实都在建造我的根基。
To Jesus, the foundation in life is exceedingly important.
对耶稣来讲，我们生命的根基是非常重要的。
When I was a young man, I was zealous for God, but I didn't realize in the zeal for God, I was arrogant and presumptuous and proud.
那我不知道我在年少轻狂的那个时代所想要为主大发热心的那个是相当骄傲或者是自大的一个想法。
So at 21, even though my prayers were sincere, it was I want to change the world.
虽然我那时候21岁，我祷告其实也很发自内心，但是其实是相当自我中心的，我要改变这个全世界。
But by the time I turned 40, it wasn't that. It was, Lord, I want to do your will.
那到40岁的时候，我对主的祷告就是说，主啊，我愿意遵行你的旨意。
If your will is for me to stand up and speak, I will stand up to speak. If you want to sit down and listen, I will sit down and listen.
我说主啊，你的旨意如果是要我站起来讲道，我就站起来讲道。你如果要我坐下好好的听道，我就坐着好好听道。
Because after 20 years of obscurity, I felt it wasn't about me, it's all about God.
Yeah, 在那20年乏人问津的那个日子，我深深的学到一个功课，这个是关乎主，而不是关乎我自己。
In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus gave a teaching concerning foundation.
那在马太福音的七章这个地方讲到建造的根基。
It's a familiar parable, Matthew chapter 7, from verse 24 to verse 27.
马太福音七章24到27节，这些是我们很熟悉的经文。24到27节，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。
Now this is a parable of contrast. Wise men, foolish men, contrast.
这个比喻当中用了非常多的对比，聪明人，愚昧人。
House built on the rock, house built on the sand, contrast.
房子建立在磐石上，建立在沙土上，又是一个对比。
House stood firm, house fell flat, contrast.
一个立得稳固的房子还有倒塌的房子又是一个对比。
But in order for us to appreciate the parable of contrast, we must first note the similarities.
在我们能够知道它这个对比性之前，我们需要先看看他们其实还有一些共通性。
First, they were two similar men. They had similar desires to build a house.
首先是有两个人，这两个人都想要建造房子。
It's not a story of one man having an interest to build a house and the other was disinterested. They both have a similar desire to build a house.
刘毅这边讲的这两个人，他们都有意要建造房子，并不是说有一个想盖房子，有另外一个不想盖。
Then the two similar men had similar competence.
然后这两个类似的人，他们都有相似的这个才能。
It's not the story of one man who knows how to build a house and the other who doesn't know how to build a house.
所以这两个人并不是说一个知道怎么样盖房子，另外一个不知道怎么盖房子，他们有相同的技术。
And this similar man had similar resources.
然后这两个人他们拥有的资源也类似。
It's not a story of a rich man who built a nice house and a poor man who builds a shabby house.
这里讲的也不是说一个有钱人盖了一个豪宅，另外一个很穷的人就是盖一个小茅屋。
Then we found that the houses they built were similar houses.
然后我们也发现他们所盖的房子其实都也蛮像的。
The two houses have a similar design. It's not a story of one designed well and one poorly designed.
这个房子的外观设计可能都差不多，并不是说有一个设计的是特别好，另外一个设计的特别不好。
And there are two houses with similar workmanship. It's not a story of one with good workmanship and the other poor workmanship.
然后这两个他们盖房子的工匠，可能他们的技艺也都差不多。
And the two similar houses were made of similar materials.
然后他们所用的材料也差不多。
It is not a story of one house built of stone and the other built of wood, hay, and stubble.
这里的重点不是说有一个人他用磐石来建造，另外一个是用草木和秸去当材料来建造。
In other words, from ground level up, the two houses look exactly the same.
所以你从它的表面，从一层楼往上看，可能看不出来有什么差别。
And the two houses built by the two similar men face similar set of circumstances.
这两个人呢，他们都面对同样的外在的处境。
It's not a story of one house facing a storm and the other merely a shower.
并不是说有一个房子它是遇到台风，另外一个只是一个毛毛雨。
So the question is, how could two similar men build two similar houses facing a similar set of circumstances, but one house stood firm and the other fell flat?
有趣的是，这两个类似的人，他们用类似的材料，差不多的设计，也遇到同样的处境，那为什么两个结局那么差别那么大呢？
The answer is, while from the ground level up, the two houses look exactly the same, the difference is from the ground level down in their foundation.
从那个一楼往上看到的都一样，唯一最大的差别是从这个地面再往下的那个地基不一样。
And the question we must ask ourselves is, what is the foundation of our life? Upon what are we building?
问题是我们的人生所建造所立的那个根基到底是一个什么样的根基？
Because when Jesus came to the end of the Sermon on the Mount, he emphasized to his disciples that the foundation is of critical importance.
所以耶稣在这个登山宝训的这个结尾，他就强调告诉他的门徒根基有何等的重要。
And whatever is happening in your life right now, God is using these circumstances, even the trials, to build your foundation.
其实在我们还在被建造的这个阶段，上帝也用外在的很多的这些情况或者是苦难来测试我们的根基。
And we must pass on a firm foundation for those we are leading.
我们做主的仆人需要把这个稳固的根基把它传承下去。
From Matthew chapter 7, we find three critical paradigm shifts we must learn to make.
从这段经文我们看到三个很关键的这个典范的转移。
These are applicational truths that we must pay careful attention to.
这些可以说是很重要的应用，而且我们需要好好的来思想。
The first paradigm shift is from beautifying the facade to building the foundation.
第一个是从美化它的外观转为建造根基。
There was a wise man and there was a foolish man.
这边是有一个聪明人还有一个无知的人。
On the facade, on the outward, everything looks okay.
你如果从外观来看 看不出来有什么差别，好像都很好。
But the wise man wasn't paying attention just to the facade. He was paying attention to building the foundation.
这个聪明的工人，他不单只是去关注这个外观，他更看重那个根基。
There was one day I told my friends I have this neck problem.
有一天我告诉我的朋友说我的这个颈部有一些病痛。
It created pins and needles, especially on my left arm.
有时候我这边好像会有神经痛，好像有针在刺一样。
So my friend from Hong Kong, she said, "Hey, her husband and her, she went to a bone setter from China. He's very good."
有一对香港的夫妻都告诉我说，他们去那个中国的时候，遇到一个非常棒的那种跌打损伤的那种医生。
So they made an appointment for me. I went to see him. Wow, he's like a kung fu master. He's like Bruce Lee.
所以他们说哦，我们去看他，他功夫很厉害，跟那个李小龙差不多。
He wore a white singlet with his black track pants and his track suit. He looks like Bruce Lee.
所以他就是穿那个功夫的，很像李小龙的拍电影的那个打扮。
I went to him and said, "I have a neck problem." He said, "Lie down."
我说我这个脖子这边很不舒服，他就说好，你躺下来。
Then he came to my foot and he was massaging it and twisting it, and I said, "Oh, my problem is my neck problem."
他就在我的脚上面这样弄来弄去，按摩按摩。然后我说我不是来看脚，我是来看脖子。
He says, "I know. I'm starting with your foundation."
他说我知道，但是我是从你的根基开始。
So from my ankle to my hip and the back, he was aligning the bone.
所以他从我的这个脚底脚踝，然后膝盖，一直到我的臀部，他要瞧我的那个里面的骨头。
Then he came to my shoulder. He says you have a shoulder problem.
然后他一直摸到我的这个肩膀，他说你的肩膀也有问题。
I say that's true. I have a stiff shoulder. I couldn't move it.
对，我说对，你说对了，我的肩膀常常很僵，连这样动都很困难。
Hey, after a few twists, it was all right up till today. This is years ago.
就他就帮我这样弄叠叠，弄打打，然后我到现在这个肩膀都还不错。
Finally, he came to my neck.
然后最后他就到检查我的脖子。
And he made a very interesting statement.
他说了一个很有趣的话。
He said, "I'm not worried about how serious your condition is."
他说我其实不太关心你现在症状有多么严重。
I am concerned how long you have lived with it.
他说我更关心的是你这个毛病有多久了。
I have to tell him, wait, I went to my phone, I copied what he said because he's so wise.
那我当时我就把那个他讲的话给他录下来，因为他讲的这些话实在太有道理了。
I'm starting with your foundation.
我从你的根基开始。
I'm not worried about how severe your condition is. I'm concerned how long you have lived with this condition.
他说我不太关心你现在这个症状有多痛苦，我关心的是那个已经多久了。
You see, sometimes in building the facade, on the outward we look okay, so we live with the inner condition that is not okay.
那所以因为有时候我们好像住在那个房子，外观上面都没有问题，所以我们就忽略了那个里面的根基，然后我们就跟这个状况共存。
So on the outside, everything looks okay. From ground level up, everything looks okay. The problem is the ground level down.
所以从一楼以上看起来都没有问题，问题就是在于从这个一楼以下。
I have learned there are essentially three structures in life, three levels of living.
那我就发现生活的这个三个层次。
There is the superstructure.
第一个就是外观。
It's like you build a tall building and it's very impressive.
一个就是你从那个外观看起来，哇，高楼大厦很壮观。
And for us as ministers and servants of Christ, it could be the books we write, the conferences, the organizations we lead. All these are the superstructures.
Yeah, 所以第一个就是说那个地表上面的那些建筑，就是。你带过什么样的这个组织啊，领导过什么样的这个团队啊，有多么事工上面的丰功伟业啊。
And this represents our accomplishments.
这些就是我们所谓的外在的成就。
And so often in pastors' conference, they ask questions, oh, what's the size of your church?
所以我们常常这个牧师彼此见面就说，哎，你的教会多少人啊？
You're an author who published your books.
然后你写过几本书啊
？All these are superstructures.
这些叫做外观外在。
The second structure is the surface structure.
那第二个是这个地面的结构。
Where our close friends and our families know who we really are.
那这个地面层就是那些跟你很靠近的你的亲人你的家人他知道你每一天是怎么样过生活的。
But the most significant structure is the substructure where nobody sees, nobody knows.
那另外的那一层呢就是在地面以下的那一层就是连你的家人说不定都没有发现的那一层。
And what we do in secret where nobody sees, nobody knows will either build or destroy our foundation.
这些我们在暗地里所做的所想的或者是在建造或者是在拆毁你这个地表上面的建筑。
Don't just beautify the superstructure, work on the foundation of your life.
不要只是在这个外观上面去涂涂擦擦你要关心你在地面以下的根基。
Because it is where nobody sees, nobody knows, God sees and God knows.
就是正好就是你在暗地里别人看不见的不知道的但是上帝是在暗中查看暗中他知道暗中的隐情。
That's why the most important thing to finishing well in God is repentance.
我们说能够从一而终能够好好的能够功成身退最重要的就是你需要常常悔改在上帝的面前。
When I was younger, I thought, oh, if I give 110%, I follow Jesus and do a lot of things for him, then I can finish well.
我年轻的时候常常想说，我如果竭尽所能的奉献110%的这个奉献，然后我把这些事工都做好，那我一定会在上帝面前得到称赞。
But now as a senior citizen, I know that the key to finishing well is walking in humble repentance.
那现在我年纪也大了，我越来越发现，真正能够让你功成身退的是你的根基，你要常常在神面前悔改。
Because then we allow God to rebuild the foundations in our lives.
因为借着悔改回转到上帝的面前，上帝可以重新把我们的根基打稳。
In repentance, we reestablish God's authority in our lives.
借着悔改，上帝就把这个稳固的根基建立，让我们可以活在他的面前。
In repentance, we recommit to God's calling in our lives.
然后在悔改当中，我们向主重新的委身。
您所收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是您的同工芳华。愿我们在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。谢谢您的收听，愿神赐福保护您，我们下回再会。